project is complete now. We're still lacking a RAC grant, which involves the forestry as far as one bend in the river. But as far as the mitigation part of it, feel pretty confident through, you know, hydrolysis and studies that we're going to be able to direct water away from Thomasville once it gets to a certain flood stage in the river. So I'm confident in it. You know, it's one of those deals where will it save Thomasville in like a 2017 flood? I don't believe it will. But normal day to, you know, year to year floods, I absolutely think this is going to be a game changer for it.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like those types of floods, like 2017, that what did they call that? A 100-year flood or something like that?
Right, right.
So, I mean, realistically, the likelihood of that being a thing that happens again is not great, but I'm going to just go ahead and knock on wood. Frankly.
It has. April, I saw a lot of floodwaters come through Thomasville, and that's where the kind of game plan come, and met with DNR, met with forestry, the Corps of Engineers, and just hit brick walls every time we try to do something. And finally, through donation of a citizen of Oregon County and the landowners around Oregon County, the Thomasville area, we were able to make some stuff happen. And it was certainly through locals, you know, that everybody stepped in and gave us permission to do what we needed to do. Give us about 4 acres of land that we could actually go through and remove a bunch of overburden, a bunch of topsoil that basically was directing water towards town. You know, and we shifted the road a little bit to make sure that citizens can get in and out. You know, there's several families that were always trapped when the floodwaters come up. Feeling pretty confident that we give them a route in and out too. You know, so everything was important in that whole project. I'm not going to say it's 100% done. I think we had 390 truckloads of topsoil that we donated to Oregon County citizens, which was a huge benefit to them.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a bigger topic that we're going to be talking about here in just a few moments. I think we don't have time to get into it yet because I got to send everybody back to the music. But real quick, as a preamble, what kind of topic are we looking at?
As far as the forestry goes?
Right.
You know, yeah. So what we're looking at is over the years, United States Forestry, which is 106,000 acres in Oregon County, and we're actually the largest landholder in the state of Missouri. Funds have dwindled. Of course, they're obsolete. They don't pay taxes, you know, and they set up certain things, and they decide on how they're going to fund, you know, the counties that they're in. You know, there is no tax that we can charge them whatsoever. It's just something that they tell us. And those funds are being took, and we're coming to a point to where we can't give anymore.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into more details on that here in just a few moments, man. Obviously, a big topic for the folks in Oregon County, but I think it also applies to a lot of other counties within our listening area, too. But for right now, sending you back to the music, Hank Williams Jr. up next with Weatherman. And, of course, Jake, thanks for popping in here today, and we'll be talking more in just a bit.
Thanks.